built from now, How to Know Your Power, See Your Abundance, and Nourish the World, by Damon Brown. Published by Bring Your Worth Publishing. Narrated by Damon Brown. To our young ancestor and our elder ancestor, thank you for leading the way. That which we do not bring to consciousness appears in our lives as fate. Carl Jung. After reading Build From Now, take the resource quiz at www.buildfromnowquiz.com to go even deeper with the book. Part 1. An Outside Job. The Low End of the Soup Bowl. The function, the very serious function of racism, is distraction. It keeps you from doing your work. It keeps you explaining over and over again your reason for being. Toni Morrison. Your 24 hours a day are not the same as mine. There are headwinds that push against us. They are invisible, pervasive, and constant, like air. They wrap around us and try to hold us tight. They want our resources. They want our strength. They want to keep us where we are. The headwinds are as man-made as Hurricane Katrina. The storm was happenstance. The slipshod levee system is what created the damage. The barriers were made for cheap to better line government pockets. They were considered less consequential because the breach threatened poor minority communities the most. Leadership already knew about the levee danger when I lived in New Orleans in my little apartment as I biked through the nearby beautiful Ninth Ward, eating, drinking, and bonding with the local artist community who had been there since Napoleon's troops stomped through. The systematic neglect was a conscious choice. Certain people and certain cultural rich resources held less value than other neighborhoods and their populations. Therefore, they were starved of additional resources, such as peace of mind. It remains expensive to be poor. As I lived there in the year leading up to Katrina, literally everyone I met damn well knew we were in danger. We were in a soup bowl, they tell me again and again. The French Quarter loomed as a raised lump in the middle. The upper crust garden district stood protected too. The rest of it was fucked. How much extra effort does it take to do well anything if you know that you're already fucked? Nature designed New Orleans. Systemic choices designed the headwinds. Not all headwinds are some natural phenomenon. Women are not born inferior leaders. In fact, New Zealand, Germany, and a handful of women-led countries showed amazing guidance and smart containment during the 2020 coronavirus pandemic. Minorities are not naturally less educated. Recent studies show diverse C-suites leadership means better profits for business. And LGBTQ people are not culturally unsound. Non-heteronormative-led family households create an environment as stable as, and often even more stable than, heteronormative-led homes. Remember the oft-cited high American divorce rate established well before gay marriage even became legal? That's on straight people. These headwinds are formed by prejudice, guided with malice, and protected and maintained by systems. In Silicon Valley, they call it pattern matching. Walk into a venture capitalist investor's office looking like a young, straight white male, both cocky and antisocial, wearing a well-worn hoodie and ripped jeans, and freshly dropped out of an Ivy League school. As such, you look like you're cut from the same cloth as Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, or the late patron saint of Silicon Valley, Steve Jobs. You don't need to keep explaining your reason for being. You don't need to allocate your precious resources on proving why you belong in the room. You can just be the best at what you do and walk into the room. That's enough. I founded my first startup in 2014 in San Diego, shortly after living as a tech journalist and author in Silicon Valley. It's not an exaggeration to say I was one degree away from all the active Black founders in San Francisco. This culture was small and rich. We meet informally every Wednesday at our favorite watering hole. My friends, colleagues, and I would meet to share stories, support each other, and see potential collaborations in the future. In a CNN interview at the time, Silicon Valley tastemaker and TechCrunch founder
Sample complete. Ready to continue?